Chapter 63. Edgar Allan Poe was way ahead of his time. So far ahead and so sophisticated that it took his country decades to really catch up to what he was doing. In France, he was loved and respected. Not here. He suffered from what he believed were certain demons inside of him. And his stories always seem like an attempt at expiation. Ron turned to the chalkboard and wrote "to expiate" in block letters on the board. What does this word mean? Mark Simon carried a pocket dictionary with his books. He fished it out of his bag and thumbed through the pages. Ron saw him and waited. Other students turned to a dictionary that was in the back of their literature books, but Ron doubted that they would find it there. Mark said, "to atone for, as in atoning for one's crimes." Ron smiled. "That's right. Now, after you've read tonight's story, I want you to give me a paragraph that discusses the connection between the black cat and expiation." Ron knew that they had probably read the story before. He had been surprised to see it included in the book. It was something that was usually taught in middle school, or perhaps ninth grade. It was a warm-up to The Fall of the House of Usher, and he gave them the writing assignment to be sure that they would read and not try to rely on their younger memories of the story. Ron waited outside of Brother Todd O'Malley's office. It was his prep, and he had been given something shockingly disturbing in one of his freshman classes. A student, a rather strange, short and stocky kid named Carl Flack, had signed his name in blood on his quiz. Then he announced it to the class as he walked his paper up and handed it in. Ron looked at the paper. The penmanship was good, and perfectly in red was his name, written in blood. He had pricked his finger and managed to squeeze up a bubble of blood that he dipped his pen into as he worked the letters. Brother O'Malley was a giant of a man. He stood 6'6" tall and weighed over 300 pounds. He was in charge of discipline. His size, his demeanor, and his baritone voice made him imposing. "How can I help you, Mr. Tuck?" Brother O'Malley sat back in his desk. He did not invite Ron to sit. Ron sat anyway and opened his large book bag. He extracted the quiz carefully. He placed it between two blank sheets of paper. A student, a freshman named Carl Flack, handed in this quiz and announced to the class that he had signed it in his blood. Ron extended the paper. O'Malley's eyes darkened as he took it. "I don't believe that I've ever seen anything quite like this," said O'Malley.
"I haven't either," said Ron.
"Are you sure that it's blood?"
"Either it is, or this kid had one heck of an imagination, brother."
Brother Todd O'Malley said flatly, "A diseased imagination." Ron's mind flashed on Poe, but he wasn't teaching Poe in this class. "Let's take a walk," said Brother O'Malley. He stood heavily, and together they walked to the main office, where he looked up the location of Carl Flack's locker. Ron stashed his book bag in back of the counter and quietly followed O'Malley, who was carrying a large ring of keys and his clipboard. When O'Malley opened Flack's locker, the disgusted look on his face caused its lines to deepen and become a menacing scowl. Hanging in Flack's locker on the hooks that were designated for coats and sweaters were three strings. From each dangled a freshly amputated rabbit's foot.
he opened the door wider for Ron to see. The color drained from Ron's face when he looked. There was something seriously wrong with this kid. O'Malley shut the door without disturbing anything. He'd expected to find some kind of substance, but not this. He felt the anger rising in his massive body. Ron followed him to Flack's class. O'Malley opened the door without knocking, stood in the doorway silently. He looked at a picture of Flack when he found the location of the locker. Slowly, his eyes panned the room. Students fidgeted and put their heads down. The teacher stopped speaking and stood frozen in the center of the class, half turned to the chalkboard. O'Malley's eyes found Flack. He walked towards him, his long black habit swaying like the motion of a moving battleship. He towered over Flack's desk. "What have you done?" rumbled the baritone voice. Carl Flack tried to escape, but he tripped and fell to the floor. Calmly, O'Malley reached down, grabbed his heel, and dragged him out of the classroom, holding his leg in the air. Ron stood with his mouth open as O'Malley silently dragged the boy, still sprawled on his back, down the hallway to the office. Ron wasn't invited to follow.